Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How you doing? You learned. Hi, Kevin. Joining me tonight is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing?
Pretty good, Chad.
Good, good. And back again is Brian Butters Bodensteiner. How you doing, Butters?
Good, Chad.
Good, good. And we've got a female back. How you doing, Jenny, Exotic Princess Rammelsberg?
I'm good.
Good?
Getting high off all the testosterone in the room, I guess.
That's what it is, we just need a little estrogen to bring us down,
my even
us
out.
Well, that's why Butters is here.
Yes.
You gotta love Butters.
Stop.
So, Butters, now that you're no longer chasing chubbies
what?
And
wait
Asian
a minute,
chicks,
there was a question that he was supposed to ask me a few episodes back.
Well,
he was,
but now he's dating Amy.
Oh, okay, so it had to do with the dating
still?
Question?
What was I supposed to ask her?
What was the question you were supposed
to
ask me?
Something about you, I don't know, but you were going to get kicked in the nuts.
You're Asian, right?
You're Asian.
You are Asian.
You're the
Korean,
Asian,
right?
Persuasion.
I'm Asian on the outside, but really I'm pretty much a small-town white girl.
Right, right.
Okay.
But, you know, we were going to ask you for tips on how to pick up hot Asian chicks.
I don't pick up hot Asian chicks, so I guess you would have to ask my husband.
Right,
I
right.
know, but, you know, mail order bride. Three
mail
words.
Order bride.
Mail order bride.
There
catalog.
You go.
Catalog.
Catalog.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I don't know.
All right, so that was the whole point of that whole thing.
I don't know. Asian chicks usually like dorky white guys, so you guys are
having
been
fine. Right there, yeah,
you would have been awesome.
Wow.
Maybe Amy's half Asian.
Maybe. That could be.
Her last name is Lee, so.
That's true. That's such a good point.
Wow. I didn't think of it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, she probably is.
Score. One for Butters.
There you go. Woo!
Zero for the Asians.
Oh, yeah, that's no.
So what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Dude, I asked that already.
No,
we're
Kevin,
fine.
How are you? How was your week?
It was good. Had a good weekend.
Good? Yeah, Saturday was fun.
Yeah. Went and saw Paranormal Activity.
Oh, yeah, you said.
On Friday
was that
night.
The most boring thing you've ever seen, or was it good?
I loved it.
I've had some people say it was the most boring thing they've ever seen.
I have people say it was just the scariest thing
in the
world.
And I've also had
world.
People tell me it was okay. the scariest thing in the world.
I didn't think it was the scariest thing in the world, but it got you really focused on the movie.
Okay.
And then when something did happen... you know, I can see where some people would jump out of their seat.
Jump out things, or was it
it's
actually
because it's
just
like
scary?
quiet, calm, and then all of a sudden, boom, is that what it is?
Yeah. Most of
alert.
The movie, you're looking at their bedroom. You're looking at it focused kind of off to the side of their bed, and you're looking kind of down a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So during those parts, for my crowd at least, and I think the crowd makes the difference.
Please
in this
turn
whole
off
thing.
Your cell phones.
Yeah,
just like
sorry.
The movies. But so what happens is like everybody's really quiet. There's like no talking, no music, perfectly quiet, you know, and you're just watching for something to happen. And then, you know, towards the end of the movie, then some really big things happen.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I can tell you, my wife at the very end, she jumped out of
her seat. Her pants. Okay.
She jumped out
that's
of her
amazing
seat.
Though that they only made it for like $11,000.
It's I think they spent some more money, and it was about $30,000, but still.
Still? I mean, that's
not
that.
Well, originally, I think
movie.
They were, when Spielberg saw they wanted to redo it with a big budget, and they're like, you know what? This is fine the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think it is.
Yeah,
was it so, like, a lot of people said they couldn't turn their lights off when they got home and stuff like that?
That's what I heard.
Well, Zachary was going to.
A lot of people couldn't sleep.
I could see, because it's almost totally based in a bedroom.
In your bedroom, that would be just
so if you had a bedroom that was kind of made up sort of like the one in the movie,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd freak the hell
out.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all it would take is the door to move, and you'd be like,
oh, yeah, because the door is right by the bed.
The door is one part.
Because I've seen the previews. It looks pretty good.
But, you know, the story is a lot better than I thought it was. It was basically this lady is, you know, she's having some trouble with, you know, hearing sounds, stuff being moved, you know, your typical paranormal type stuff. And her boyfriend is like just all fired up to catch something on on camera. So he buys a new camera. And you can see he's just a total jackass. And he's like, oh, no, honey, it's okay. And you know, trying to film her.
You believe me.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to film her in the bathroom and having sex and stuff like that.
Dirty man.
Yeah, so...
Well, who wouldn't?
And I thought it was funny that his...
with an infrared camera.
His job... yeah. His job was day trader.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that makes it easy. He sits at home most of the day. So, okay, that makes it easy to have a movie if, you know, he can sit there all day. But,
yeah.
But at the very end, it was interesting because they ended the movie interesting. And when I say ended the movie, there's no credits.
None at all.
The screen is black. They don't turn the lights on.
Really, the only two people that made the movie are the two people that are in the movie. So what credits do you need?
Well, isn't it something about there's location, like, so, thank you, so-and-so, location unknown or something like that?
I think they flash a little something up there real quick, but for the most part, you're just sitting in there in a black theater. It's totally black. And everybody's, like, looking at each other like,
okay, is the movie so over? Do we get up?
Do we get up? Do we go?
So they instructed the theaters not to turn the house lights on?
That's the only thing I can imagine, because do they turn the lights on? Do they wait till it is totally over and they see the
slowly
rating
bring the lights
screen?
Up?
They
I think
slowly
during the credits,
bring it up because they have to bring up enough so that people can walk out and not fall and hurt themselves.
This time, no. Totally dark the whole time until the rating screen came up.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but the best part was the crowd. I kind of had fun watching the crowd. We had a bunch of like 20 something girls behind us with one guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is what
that
this
guy
is,
was in for the night.
This is what I This is what I heard.
I can't
most
sleep alone.
This is what I saw. Yeah, that guy was gonna get lucky that night. That's for sure. But this is what I heard all night. What's she doing? What's going?
Back up away from the mic a little bit. It was loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back Chad! It's like, what's he doing? Or what's she doing? What's going on? I don't get it. What's going on? You know, she's just going on. And then the guy started doing it, too. And it's like, you know, I just want to go back there and slap him.
So
like, you're a man.
Those
you
are the people that wet themselves at the Frightmare Forest, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that would be
after
probably
seeing you
the people.
As a clown, yes.
But
yeah. I almost peed myself.
Near the end, the stuff that happened at the end, people were jumping out of their seats.
Wow.
I mean, it was...
Okay, I'm going to have to go see it before it leaves the theater. I don't see it leaving the theater.
It's not
going to
be leaving the theater anytime soon.
I think you got to see it before Halloween.
Yeah.
Because you're in that right mood for the whole thing. And if you have a crowd that's not into it, like if during the quiet parts that, you know, that should be quiet.
Yeah.
If you had people cracking
jokes.
That are
texting or.
Yeah. If you had some of that crap going on, it would not work. I mean, you'd be like, this is bullshit.
So you're saying that the kind of crowd, and I'm not being, you know, I'm not going to offend anyone here, but that likes to talk to the theater screen. Yes, exactly.
That
would
was
not
exactly.
Oh, hell no, you did.
No, you
did.
Actually, that was exactly what it was like. And you know, people are saying, don't do that. You know. But you know, seeing Blair Witch Project, and then they did everything right with this, I believe.
How long was this movie?
Hour and 30-some minutes.
Really?
So it's pretty short.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
I mean, I really thought, this is going to be kind of boring for this long, you know, looking at a bedroom. But, you know, they really...
You've obviously never been a Peeping Tom, then.
No, I guess not.
Not a good one, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I just never had the patience for it.
Always getting caught.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm
scared
just bored
of heights. Yeah.
But yeah, the they really get you liking the couple.
Oh,
you know,
well, that's good.
Kind of, you know, the guy's kind of a jackass, and the girl's just, you know, she's trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty funny. You really start to, you know... I hate to say care, but
yeah,
you know, I,
well,
the people
gotta,
in Blair Witch,
you gotta
I could give a crap
less.
If they,
you're
got
like, quit
shredded
yelling Josh,
ghost,
damn it.
You know?
Wipe
yeah.
your nose.
Josh!
Yeah.
Josh!
Yeah.
You got a boogie.
Yeah.
Is anyone going to go see This Is It tomorrow? I am.
This is it?
What?
The Michael Jackson. Hello.
Oh, that comes out tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Do they charge you more for that? I wonder.
Probably.
They have a different price for it?
God, I hope not. I think it's regular ticket price.
It's the price of a small young child.
If they start if they start thinking along the lines of this is a concert.
Well, I don't know, because actually they've been trying to promote you to buy tickets ahead of time.
Right.
So I don't know what
the price. It's only 2 weeks long. It's only going to be released for 2 weeks.
Oh, they'll re-release it.
Whatever.
Yeah. It'll be like Disney.
Right, but it's only going to be in the theater for 2 weeks, according to the advertising. And then when it's in there for a month, then we can sue them for false advertising. Okay, class action lawsuit. There we go.
He'll be on Nickelodeon.
Against Michael Jackson's wonderfully rich estate. Yeah.
So you're taking money from his children. Good. That's good.
Like they got none.
No, they ain't his children anyway.
Like they got none.
He adopted them. They're still his children.
That's true. I mean, he did raise them with the help of a monkey and a bunch of other people.
and the bones of the elephant.
Yeah.
So
in his hyperbaric chamber.
Tuck them into their hyperbaric chamber. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it helped him.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody at work today suggested a costume for Michael. You'd dress up as Michael Jackson this year. It'd be so easy.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you see those costumes at Walmart?
I'm dressing as Michael.
Just wear a gold box.
Oh, nice. I've actually seen the Balloon Boy costume. I've seen that.
The Balloon Boy costume? Yeah. Really? Like from the movie? Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, not the Balloon Boy.
Oh, the Balloon Boy.
Listen to news once in a while.
Yeah,
crack a newspaper.
I've seen it. It looks like this like metal thing, and then the kid is in the tube, and then there's like eye holes for him, and then they have the Balloon Boy, and then you have like a companion where it's like a kid in a cardboard box hiding, and that's the real Balloon Boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty elaborate
costume.
Yeah. Do you have to explain this to people?
Yeah. You have like 15 other people that are like the news reporters.
That's cool. Now, real quick, I do want to send a shout out tonight. Very little notice, but we have a live video stream on StickCam. So next week, I will probably set it up again. We have one viewer right now. Jamie was in there a little bit ago, but he had to go. So hi, viewer.
Hi, one viewer.
Yeah.
Please don't leave.
Yeah, we're all as ugly as we sound.
We love you. What?
Except for Jenny. Jenny's looking hot these days.
Yeah, whatever.
So is Kevin. So, Jenny, when we last talked to you, you were doing that.
Said more about me than her. What the hell?
I said, so is Kevin.
He sounded very excited.
He was more excited. So is Kevin.
So yeah. You guys have been doing the weight loss thing.
Just how you looked
thing.
At me.
Sorry.
Stop it. It's because of the pumpkin seed. He just doesn't know where that's at.
Yeah.
Oh, got a wild pumpkin seed up your ass? Is that what you got?
You gotta fish that pumpkin seed out.
You dropped it down the back of my pants when we were carving the pumpkins this weekend, and I don't recall it ever falling out.
It's probably under.
It's probably gonna be a vine pretty soon.
That would be a good good horror movie, not Harry.
Harry.
It might be that too. I don't know.
Horror.
Yeah, pumpkin ass.
Pumpkin ass. There we go.
So we saw a pretty good Halloween movie that I didn't even know existed until Saturday night, Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
You didn't know that existed?
No, I didn't. And it's so...
Didn't Dawkins do the
when did that
soundtrack for that?
New one.
Why
does every episode do have a Dawkins reference?
Paul Stanley
this one had a lot of... there's only a couple big name actors. Anna Paquin.
There's a lot of character actors.
Right. Anna Paquin. I mean,
Paquin. Yeah,
come on, you know she is. Yeah, Tits McHooter.
Tits Vampire. Yeah, okay. Okay, so Anna, and then Brian Cox.
And Brian Cox is in everything.
Yeah, but he's
literally.
You know, he's in there, but then...
Whenever you play the movie game, you just guess Brian Cox.
There you go. And then if you saw Spider-Man, the guy who played Dr. Connor, he's also on the show, NBC show Kings, if the three people that watch that.
Yeah.
Then
the little girl...
The little girl who was on Dead Like Me, who played the little sister of Sam.
Oh, yeah.
One of the pilots from Battlestar Galactica was in it.
But it's four little stories that are mixed together into one big story.
It's like Creepshow.
Yeah, it's kind of like Creepshow.
I love it.
Very, very well put together. That the special effects were pretty hokey but fun. It reminded me very much last year before.
Oh, cool.
I think it came out last year.
I think it probably is. I don't know. I don't have Netflix currently, but we rented it. Kevin rented it.
Oh, it's out.
Who doesn't have Netflix?
Yeah. Apparently, Chad.
Yeah, I don't.
And Kevin.
Chad and Kevin. What the hell? What are you guys doing?
I got Redbox. Redbox in the library.
Oh, yeah, the library is awesome, though.
I've got Hulu and
Hulu is just, they're just trying to pattern your behavior.
We talked about that earlier.
That's all they're trying to do. Hulu's a conspiracy. They're just trying to pattern your behavior so they can know how to charge you.
Within a year, they'll be charging.
Yeah, that's what it is. They just are tracking your behavior.
I'm watching it now. So.
Watch it while it's free, man.
I was watching The Fall Guy the other day. Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
And I saw him on TV in these commercials for the bionic ear.
You might remember me as the bionic man.
I know, and
man.
He's like old looking.
Yeah, I saw him. He was in the. They made
old.
A.
So it's like.
Are you guys familiar with Ben 10, the animated show?
Yeah.
Okay. They made a live action version of Ben 10, and the.
They did not.
Yeah, they did. And Lee Majors played the grandpa.
Shut up.
The special effects were actually pretty good. There was one scene in there that won a special effects Emmy last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So,
is that Netflixable?
Yeah, is that Netflixable?
Is that on Hulu?
When I had Netflix, that's where I saw the Ben 10 movie.
Oh,
I think.
Cool.
So, yeah, I think if it's still out there. But, it was pretty good.
You're not going to get Netflix to sponsor the show anytime soon the way you're going.
No.
But for that matter.
we had a good time Saturday. We carved some pumpkins up and... made some zombies.
Yeah, drink some zombies.
Did any, like, I don't know, wild woodland creatures come and scare you anytime soon?
Yeah, what's up with this wild...
Silent vowels.
Okay.
What's it going to do? Oh, play dead.
Play dead and scare me with a silent vowel.
When we first did the show, we established that Tim is deathly afraid of possums. So we come to find out that Kevin is too. What's the story?
Okay. So
he doesn't like the silent O at the beginning of their name.
So yeah,
it terrifies him.
So last night, about 12 o'clock, I walked outside just to have a cigarette, and just walked down the steps, started walking down my driveway, and then I heard something rustling behind me, you know, in the leaves, and turned around. There's a frickin' possum sitting there.
Big one, little one?
A decent size. I don't know what the range of
like
possums
are. Like an ROUS
are.
Rodent of an unusual size?
Probably about the size of a big cat.
Okay.
Oh my god. If you're going to make it like the size of a horse or something.
It's a Volkswagen.
It's a small pony.
Okay, so
possums have big mouths.
So
lots of
possums
teeth.
Are scary because they won't die.
So I turned around and saw him just sitting there. And he just kind of wobbled over. I mean, he wasn't acting right.
Is he rabid? Because if he was rabid, then I'm with you.
See, I was thinking rabid.
Maybe he's just retarded.
A retarded possum.
Is it possible to be a retard?
A retard.
A possum. A possum?
Okay, no. Something like that.
Anyway, so, you know, I'm sitting there outside of my house going, shoot, shoot, go, you know. And I didn't have anything. I was like looking around.
He didn't even like play possum if you would have just made noise at him.
No, he just kind of looked at me and just kind of wobbled around, like looking at me like this. You know, he couldn't stay still. He was just kind of like doing this.
He was an ADD possum.
maybe he was
obsessive compulsive.
1, 2, 3, 4, bite. 1, 2, 3, 4, bite.
Maybe he ate some like fermented pumpkins or something.
Yeah,
maybe he found that pumpkin seed.
Yeah, he was like playing with the leaves. It was bizarre.
He was just enjoying the fall day, man.
So you know,
having a good time.
I couldn't find anything to like throw at him. I couldn't find a stick or anything to like, you know. I didn't really want to get close to him because he was acting funny. So I didn't know if he had rabies or something else. And
yeah,
so I got in my car and turned on the lights, and it kind of scared him at first, but he didn't quite run away. So. And he was still there, right by the steps. So I couldn't like run up the steps, and I don't know if he was gonna take a run at me or charge me or something.
Shut up. He's coming right for us.
Thank God I wear my shin guards today.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what he was gonna do, and it. You know,
he wasn't scared by you.
No, he wasn't scared of me. He was actually by the end when I jumped in my car. He was coming towards me.
He was flashing gang signs.
He was Russian, yeah. He was
like, possum Russian.
Possum, you know, West Side possums, you know.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
He had a knife.
Anyway, so I was in the car, and I had to start the car.
Wear him up.
Down with OP possum.
So I started up the car, and I started to drive towards him.
Oh my God.
I couldn't. Shut up.
Would you have crushed him between the house and your car?
I sat there with my hand on the gear shifter thinking about it.
Were you revving the engine, like, daring him to come closer?
Yeah, that's my chicken possum.
Well, I was thinking...
Like, gently wrapping your knuckle with the steering wheel.
I was thinking...
Love, hate.
Possum hate.
Yes, yeah.
But... Never mind.
There's not enough knuckles for that. Yeah.
So
there you go.
So, you know, I made my peace with I'm gonna run this whole
thing. You pray.
You're like,
oh Lord, I'm sorry.
Cross myself and we're gonna do this, you know. But I was trying to figure out how fast could I get going to try and actually kill him without rear-ending my car.
And I see the paper tomorrow. Local man runs in the house.
The possum's dead. I tell you, Sheriff, that was a big old possum.
But as I got towards me, he finally ran away. So I couldn't honk. I was thinking about
how
honking
long
the horn.
Did this take?
15 minutes.
I didn't sleep last night.
I tried the non-lethal. I tried the non-lethal method first.
I still haven't been in my house, actually. I just came right here. I
slept in my car. I'm sorry.
You caught me. The possum is now squatting in Kevin's house.
Oh my gosh.
He's probably sitting on the couch beside my wife, like, "You're a loss.
It's all mine now."
She's probably like, "Okay, dear, whatever.
Why are you calling the possum daddy, Katie? Come on."
Oh.
Don't judge me.
Eric says possum, it's not Spanish for penis.
Oh, that's true. It's not
possum, the other white meat.
There is the other white meat. Oh.
But I didn't get me any of that white meat, so sorry.
Nice.
Could you imagine if I killed it, brought it here today?
Yeah.
We tried to bring you a possum.
I looked everywhere. 4 hours
you
I spent
what?
Looking for a stuffed
there's
possum.
I think there's untapped market of untapped
stuffed
possum.
I'm telling you.
I guess
it's just not popular enough to have its own action figure.
They have, like, other things.
A possum action figure? So yeah. They did have the possum puppets at one time, I've seen.
Where?
At Edgar Wivley.
See,
yeah,
and they were closed.
There. I know.
Really?
We went by there.
They're not open most of the week, so.
Yeah, how does he stay...
How do they keep a mall store?
That's what I'm trying
with
to
any mall
a heck
store.
Of a deal on it. Because
they're down
in
the basement.
In the bowels of the mall.
They'd have to.
Across
nobody
from
goes
Gifters.
Down there.
It's across from... Oh, yeah, it's across Gifters. From Gifters.
And Nook and Cranny.
And Nook and Cranny.
Around the corner from the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
How many malls have tattoos? It actually has two tattoos.
Two, because there's one up
in
Spirits.
Could you imagine if you replaced the Nook and Cranny with a porn store and called it Nook and Cranny again?
These old ladies
are like, what the hell is
looking
that?
For? Looking, there's a different kind of tchotchke there.
The saw is all dildo.
Oh, reciprocal dildo.
No, the reciprocal.
Would that go with the Nook or the Cranny?
You know, the Nook. You know
those things probably exist.
Yeah.
I know they exist.
So, like this morning when I pulled up my Facebook, I was like, oh, holy crap. This got some reaction from people.
People and me.
It's like you throw
me.
Up pictures of your kid at trunk and treating and nothing, but man, you throw up a story about possums there. People are like, you're stupid.
I liked your trunk and treating. I liked it.
No, thank
I just
you.
Wish, this is the thing I wish
it
Facebook
had no
would
possums.
Put a dis. I wish they would put like a dislike because there are some things that you want to be like, no, I dislike.
Yeah, it's kind of like
the new news feed.
Yes.
Yeah, the new news feed's a piece of crap.
I tell you, we had it all planned out. We were going to get a little possum, put little red LEDs for its eyeballs
and scare the and make that sound.
Get a little plastic knife on its hand.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to hiss at me, but it wasn't.
You've been working out,
me.
Man. There's no reason why you're afraid of a possum.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's not like a groundhog.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
So with
here's my prehensile tail.
I could have got my shots in, but all it takes is one bite.
Rope a dope, but
yeah, he didn't have the H1N1, so I think you're good.
Nice. I think you're a little possum bitch.
I'll make you my possum bitch.
Nice.
Grab by his tails.
So with the Facebook, are you guys doing anything else on the Facebook other than hating on the new news feed?
Changed my profile picture a big possum.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Facebook on Sunday wasn't working right.
No, it hasn't been working right off and on.
It sucks, man.
So, I mean, I couldn't upload photos at one time. Then I couldn't.
Well, it would send me, like, if somebody, like, sent me a message, it would send me, like, three of them.
Oh, and what's with the
it does have the chat as well. Because when I was talking to you the other day, it kept doing that.
Well, no, my virus videos.
That was just me.
My
just repeating yourself.
My antivirus puked when I opened up one link on Facebook.
It was Todd. Todd sent one out to everybody. Like crashed his computer and crashed.
Oh, because Goot Amy had like, hey, look at this video. Yeah, and then Amy got infected.
Yeah, Amy got infected. I had to take hers into the shop to even get fixed because she couldn't get a virus out of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, whatever Todd sent, that was nasty. But I didn't.
Because my screen went up.
Well, somebody hacked into his account.
And then it says, like, hey, look at this. Look at my webcam.
Yeah, you got this video of you, and you look so stupid. Check it out.
Look what you're doing.
Why does that always work, though?
It makes you want to look because you're like, what did I do? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This milk is sour. Try it.
Yeah. It's that. Yeah, it's that thing. This
tastes horrible.
It smells really bad.
Yeah.
Have some.
I'm still addicted smell to, my finger. To Mafia Wars.
Well, who hasn't fallen for that, though? Who hasn't fallen for the smell my finger?
Yeah.
What?
Speaking of smelly fingers,
what?
You brought a treat.
I brought treats for everyone today because of Halloween. What does that look like? Yes, it looks like a corn dildo.
It's a corn dildo.
It's a caramel corn.
He's going to be up on this webcam thing all the time, isn't he?
Look what soft and chewy caramel
now
popcorn.
Now look what it says along the bottom. It says smack and snack. And it tells you the instructions are.
You're supposed to
smack the bottom and then snack on it, so it looks like you're like whacking it, and then you're supposed to shove it in your mouth like a dildo.
Wow. So it's just like a big popcorn ball in the shape of a corn cob.
Yeah.
Deep
throat that thing, man.
I'm not going to deep throat it.
They're pretty tasty, though, actually. I got them at Walgreens, in case anybody wants to know.
In case anyone wants to sponsor the show from Walgreens.
And it says
they're soft and chewy.
And it says it's good warm, too.
Delicious warm.
Yeah, delicious warm, too.
Wow.
They're not bad.
At least it doesn't taste like fish.
What? Oh. Like the... We like the Japanese food day.
I did.
I liked all the Kit Kats. I'm going to say that again. If you want to bring those back.
Kit Kats were good.
I think the little Pepsi, though, probably way too expensive to be drinking that a lot because the shipping on that probably killed you.
The cucumber Pepsi was $20 alone.
I was going to say, just without the shipping. Wow, I don't think that's really worth the Pepsi.
Holy cow.
Yeah, but it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. My God, you spent a lot of money.
I kept the bottle sitting on the shelf.
It's pretty. So, Kevin, how much weight have you lost?
35 pounds.
That is excellent. That is excellent.
How'd you do?
I have lost 10, which is pretty good. And I've lost several inches. The thing that I was worried about is that I was going to lose my boobs. And actually, my boobs went up an inch. So I don't know if they
because they're perkier. You must
increase
your
bust. And I think I did. So
very good.
That's okay.
Congratulations.
And I did. Okay, so last time, remember, it was like the worst part of gym class where you have to do the physical fitness testing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time, I couldn't even run the whole four laps around the course. I had just passed a kidney stone a day before. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I couldn't run the whole four laps around the parking lot. And so I told myself by the end, I just want to be able to just run the whole time. So not only did I run the whole time, I also shaved 1:10 off my time.
High five.
And then we had to do sit-ups and push-ups. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't even do a flippin' sit-up the first time, and I did 10, which I thought was pretty good. And mm-hmm. then I did 30 boy push-ups.
Wow.
I know. I'm a monster. I have freakish upper body strength. I can't help it. It's probably being Asian, I think.
I think that probably is true.
I think Asian, I think strong upper body.
Yes.
Well, you know, our buddy Fuji, Chine Nguyen, he is Uber Asian. These are awesome.
They're weirdly addicting. You can't stop eating them.
They're tasty.
Because sometimes you get food like that, you're like, this is going to taste like crap. No, they're really good.
It's not rock hard. Like
it's really
popcorn's really soft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They really are soft and chewy. They're good.
It's good stuff, man.
Butters isn't eating his, but I think maybe he's saving it for later. Yeah. I don't know. To put on his Sawzall.
Nice. Now,
reciprocating corn cob.
Right now, before I forget, we better play the. This is the last weekend of Death Trap at the Palace Theater in Vinton.
Woo-hoo!
So send a shout out to the cast and crew of that show.
That is a great
especially
show.
Especially Tony from Vinton.
Tony.
How you doing, Tony?
Tony.
So we'll play that spot right now. But before we do that, I do also want to mention, you know, after you go see Death Trap or before you go see Death Trap, go see Rocky Horror.
Woohoo!
That's the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at CSPS. That's the show that our pal Elizabeth has directed. And Rob Merritt did a rewrite.
Night, right?
What's that?
There's two shows every night, too, right?
Yeah, there's two shows every night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. And I will put a link to where you can get tickets on the Can Man Show website for more information on that. It's also the final weekend for the Frightmare Forest. They are just open Friday, 7:30 to 11:30, and Saturday, Halloween night, 7:30 to 9. That seems weird. Only 9 o'clock. But I do
on
know,
Halloween,
on
really?
Halloween, on a Saturday. I think they're going to be
weird.
Losing
I
some money.
I think they're going to be hurting.
But they are going to be moving Saturday or Sunday morning to their new location.
They all want to go to parties.
Oh, yeah, that's
well, yeah, that could
parties.
Be it. So, and the tickets again for Frightmare Forest are 13. Tickets for Rocky Horror, 15. Death Trap is $6. That's the bargain. And then
we're the real bargain.
Then CSPS. Well, not CSPS.
SPT.
SPT Theater has...
Dead Moose on the Table is their Tales from the Writer Room series this time. And I think it features Leslie Sharper and David Morton.
Yep.
And Billy Heller is going to be their guest guitarist. And as usual, it's well-written stuff. It's really funny. And you got music. You got Janelle Lauer singing, Jane Peeney singing, Doug Elliott.
Wow.
It's going to be an all-star cast.
Awesome.
It's going to be good. Awesome. And I'm going to be there Friday night taking tickets, and I'm going to be dressed in costume. I'm going to be dressed as Michael Jackson because there was a point there where he looked like an Asian woman. So
wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
Michael Jackson.
Very good.
Doing the
so
middle.
Right now I'm going to play the Death Trap spot.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Act 1 of Benton County presents Death Trap by Ira Levin. Death Trap is a murder thriller with multiple plot twists. Featuring the talents of Jim Hilliard, Susie Westland, Jeff Seitz, Allison Watkins, and Alan Nebola. Death Trap tells the horrifying tale of a down-on-his-luck playwright who receives a fantastic manuscript from a former student of his. So good, in fact, that he plots murder of the young man to claim credit for the play himself. Will his ailing wife survive the ordeal of watching her beloved husband commit murder? Will the psychic next door undo his careful plans? Death Trap runs October 23 through November 1 at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays at the Vinton Palace Theater. For more information and reservations, call 319-472-9957 or go to act1.org for online reservations. That's ACT1.org.
And we're back. Speaking of plays and stuff that are going on, not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Yeah, it's still a Halloween theme, but it's the weekend after Halloween.
And it's 24 hours into play three.
Yes.
A Halloween-themed event.
Yes, it's our third time that we've done this, so third annual, obviously. And this time it's a Halloween theme. So the basic premise of the show is I do six. This time we're going to do six shows that are 10-minute shows that are all written and performed within a 24-hour period. And so we have a group, we have six writers and six directors, and then a pool of actors. Whoever shows up, you're just drawing from a hat until we draw all your names.
Very cool.
And then that's your team, and then you have a genre, a setting, a common line. Everybody's going to use the same line, and then this time some sort of Halloween archetype character is
cool.
You're
awesome.
Also, yeah. And so then... So then the writer goes and writes from like 8 o'clock that night till 8 the next morning. Everybody gets back together at 8 that morning with the brand new script, and then they rehearse it all day, and then they perform that night at 8 o'clock. So
I the first year you did it, I helped out indirectly. I forgot that it was going on the first year, and then I got a call first thing in the morning that Saturday, and Can you make me a head? So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Do you?
Which was actually a head that probably I'd given you, right?
Oh yeah, you'd give me.
Wait a minute, I gave him
heads.
Some head. What? Yeah. I gave you a bag of heads.
Yeah, it's a whole bag of them. 8 heads in a duffel bag.
Something like that.
Yeah, but anyway, so I had made it look really gorted up quite a bit, and then you weren't the only one that had called. Someone else had called me for lighting. Someone else had called me for other things. So I indirectly ended up helping in this event that I wasn't signed up for.
Yeah.
But I got hooked. I mean, then we came back and watched the shows.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So the last time you did it, I directed for the first time.
And you won an award.
I got an award for best set design.
Yeah.
And
because your cardboard office was really cool.
Yeah. So this year.
It was the water cooler.
Yeah, the water cooler.
They put you over the top. Yep. Yeah.
So this year, though, I wanted to do it again. So
yeah.
I am directing, and depending on what kind of actor turnout there is, I might even act in it. It just depends on what happens with the script. We won't know until, you know, we get paired up with the writer.
I have 30 people that are supposedly, you know, have committed that they're going to be coming down to act.
But things happen. There's
a
lot of people, and
yeah.
And it's a great community event. It's a great deal. It's what, $5?
$5. You can't even go to a movie for that.
And you get to see six
shows.
Plays,
yeah.
Six
I had people
plays.
Last year tell me you should charge at least $1 per show, because last year we did 7.
Yeah.
There's a musical that's usually in there. We have Gerard Estea that writes and directs his own show, so he literally is up for the whole 24 hours.
Right.
And he performs in his own show, too.
I mean, not only does he write the show, but he writes the
music
for the
show.
And it's traditionally hilarious.
It's really good. He's done, Todd Gutnick has been in one of his musicals.
Yep.
The first time he did it, it was a love story in a gas station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Nick Hayes and the bunch of people, Don Griese.
Yeah, they
was
did
it.
They did a Greek tragedy.
Yep.
And it was a. And that was a
awesome.
Great musical. Yeah, yeah. In a bathhouse.
So you never know what's going to happen, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I am too.
It's going
to
be.
I've
a good
had
time.
People suggest maybe this time we might have to cap how many act if like we have too many actors,
right?
Because it could, you know, you have 10 minutes to write a play, and if you have like 20 people that you have to write into it, it could be a little difficult. But,
right. But you know, if we have too many actors, maybe some of them want to do tech stuff.
Oh.
Because you know that,
or be like in the chorus of the. The musical or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to worry about that one when the time comes.
Yeah.
But
that'd be a great problem to have.
Yeah, it would be. Actually. And then on top of that, you also have an open bar?
Cash bar.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Jeez, open bar.
$5.
I know where I'm going to be.
But you'll have hors d'oeuvres and stuff there, too.
Yes, we have hors d'oeuvres, and it's a nice event. It's a great event. It's a really nice night. And we've typically had about 100 to 150 people every time. And every single time about this time, because we're 2 weeks out, I'm always like, God, I don't know if anybody's coming. I'm always freaked out if anybody shows up, because we don't do pre-sales. So
great.
I don't know. And we end up having about 100 people every single time,
and hopefully
which
more.
Shocks the hell out of
hopefully
me.
Hopefully more this time. So let's
get
the word out about
it's
the
above,
show.
It's above what used to be the Ginsburg's downtown, or if it's easier to say, it's above Blend, because a lot of people say that just because that's
right.
where it was last year. So it's basically above the Ginsburg's downtown location.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Very cool.
And shout out to Steve Emerson. He's been really generous to us. He always donates those things for free. So.
Wow.
Love him, yeah.
Thank you, Steve Emerson.
Yeah, love him.
Very cool, very cool. Wow, so 24 hours in a play, three.
A Halloween theme.
And that's next Saturday night.
Yeah, the show that you'll actually see is November 7th at 8 o'clock.
Right.
But if you want to be an actor, you can show up November 6th at the downtown, above the downtown Ginsburg's.
6 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
p.m.
Yeah, on November 6th.
That will be next Friday.
Correct.
Very cool. Not this Friday coming up, but the Friday after.
Friday after.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to it. It's always a blast.
I know. I love it. It's a fun event. That's why I like it, because it's just fun. It takes all the kind of BS out of acting and all the politics behind it. It's just a fun event for
right.
people.
Right. And, and I made so many good friends. I mean,
I know.
Doing the show. So it's a good time. Good time. So thank you for doing that. And I really love it. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but Short Circuit. Did I mention that already?
Nope.
No.
Yep.
Okay. I did before the show. Shut up. All my kids are Z's, so I almost called you Zach. But
call me Zevin.
Zevin. Okay, Zevin. Zevin of 9.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Short Circuit. I mentioned a few months ago that it's being redone. Well, it's found out a little bit of news about Short Circuit.
Number 5 is alive.
Yeah, Johnny 5. It's
who's Johnny?
The new Short Circuit is being written by one of the writers from Robot Hit Chicken. What's his name?
Matthew Senrich.
And
how do you spell that?
Senrich.
There we go.
Good job.
I don't know.
Good job, Possum Boy.
Yay.
Very good.
You're not
very
Possum
good.
Boy.
So,
But are they rewriting it, or are they totally making a whole new thing, or are they just redoing the one
Steve
they did?
Steve Gutenberg in this?
They haven't
is
announced
Steve
any
Gutenberg
cast.
Alive?
Yes, still? He is alive. He's still alive.
Ally Sheedy should be in it, though.
She is.
Is he in a
I
cocoon
love
somewhere?
Ally Sheedy. She's brilliant and hot. Anyway.
Cougar.
Cougar!
By now, she's got to be Cougar.
Wait
I don't
a
know.
Minute.
But
I think somebody
the original was directed by the. The original one was directed by the guy who did War Games and a couple other movies, but War Games was the big one that I remember.
Matthew Broderick, would you like to play a game?
Yeah, exactly. So Joshua? I don't know, the new guy, the new director is the one who directed Paul Blart Mall Cop, so I thought that was pretty good.
Has a fine pedigree.
Yeah.
Is that the only, at least who?
That's the only big name.
At least it
the
wasn't
Deuce that
Bigelow, European Gigolo. At least that was his the only directing accomplishment or something.
So only thing that I saw listed in the little news story that I read.
So you're going to chew
enjoying
all
that,
your...
You're enjoying that caramel corn cob. It's addictive.
It's awesome. And it's addictive. So on the package that they have a website, caramelcob.com.
Caramelcock.com.
Cob.
I'm sorry, you had something in your
mouth. It looks like a dildo.
Sorry, you had something in your mouth.
Thanks.
I'm glad you guys are. You can be manly enough to know that you can eat that. And
you notice I'm not eating it.
I'm not on camera anyway. No. You're not.
He's not eating it. He's gobbling it.
He's
gobbling it. Like a champ.
And why do you hold it in your lap like that?
Because
that's what I don't
you're
get.
You're supposed to spank it on your pants.
You're
and
supposed to
smack
it.
Smack and it, snack
flip
it. It says.
Yep.
Rub it down.
The fun way to open.
And they did. You
it
guys
was
did,
fun.
You guys did it
I'm
in
still
like one motion.
Giggle
you were
about
like,
it.
Yeah, it's like a knee slapper.
Well, it keeps your hands clean too.
What?
It keeps your hands from getting sticky. Because it's in the package. You push it up through.
And you know about sticky hands, don't
yes.
you?
After a cob goblin.
A cob goblin.
After a good cob goblin.
After a good cob goblin, I need a wet nap. And when I need a wet nap,
I have sticky hands, and I hate that.
That's good stuff, Maynard.
It's good.
Make sure to wash your hands before you
treats.
Go to bed, huh? Be like, oh,
yeah,
Walgreens Christine,
sells them. Or
have you been eating cobs again?
Have you been gobbling cobs?
Have you been gobbling cobs again? Well, have you?
Shut up.
Answer me. Just keep eating that. Just keep eating.
You're just enjoying that. I love that you're
enjoying
it.
The hell out of it. It's good.
It's you can't you when you put it down you think about like eating it again, don't you? Yeah.
It makes my mouth water.
I was saying it was it would be nice if it was a little smaller. Like you could get a mouse size, you know.
Well, I think more than a handful is
just
kind of a waste.
It's just
so.
A waste.
Yeah.
That's porn star
that's,
style,
that's,
you know.
That's too impressive.
Much,
that's
too much size.
I like it.
It's the girth of
it.
It
is very girthy.
Yeah, it's scary. You could.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah.
Could you imagine? They make that piece of candy. It looks like a baby's arm holding
an apple.
Oh.
So what else are we talking about, Chad?
Yeah, Chad. Yeah. While you're finishing your
anything
snack.
Mildly sexual we could talk about.
Speaking of cobs with my penis, I haven't talked about that yet today.
Yeah,
Boris.
Oh, and you've named Boris. It Boris.
This yeah,
this is our new segment. Who's a good penis? Who's a good cob gobbler? That's Chad.
Chad. He's enjoying
you
that.
You are just...
You're enjoying the heck out of that. You're like a
you're insatiable.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Oh, my God.
I was told that, I talk too much on the show. So I need to let you guys talk
you that?
More.
So you think you stuffed something in your mouth
who
the whole time?
Who told you that?
I got feedback. So I'm letting you guys talk more.
Ask the person on that's listening.
Well, give us a topic. Don't just sit there shoving your mouth full of cob. Go ahead.
All that's left is to make fun of you. Okay?
No, tell us that we're supposed to be filling in the...
Mm. So,
because I can tell my like dildo Salzall story, but I'm not going to.
That'd be a begawking.
How do you know that even exists? Seriously,
it is a it's true because
I saw it on the internet.
I had a friend that saw it.
My friend that's an EMT.
This is just getting better. Your friend that's an EMT let you know that a dildo Salzall.
Yes,
that they exists. Put a dildo on the Salzall.
They put a dildo. This couple decided that, you know, a reciprocating saw that does that, that has the
up
blade,
and down.
I'm so glad the video is now in place so they can see that.
There's a blade and it goes up and down very quickly. Uh-huh. And this couple decided to put a dildo on there and use it on his wife. And I'm just wondering what would make her go if he was like, hey, honey, I have an idea. And she's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's try that.
Maybe that's some sort of carpentry
fetish involved.
And so they did that, and then of course it cut very quickly through the dildo, and then of course it cut her.
Oh my
so
god!
So then they had to call the EMT.
All right, good
and
story.
And that was more blood. She said that was more blood than I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I just don't understand. There's probably a good couple minutes that were
awesome. Would you leave? Why would you put it on the blade? I would think there'd
that's
be something
that's what I'm saying.
Else.
Why don't you take the blade off
like
and
if you're
put,
say
put
that
it on what
a popsicle
was attack
that's what
or
I'm
something.
Saying yeah. is like, first of all, what would make the wife go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, and let's keep the saw blade in there.
Don't know.
Let's use fine grit so it really cuts
do you,
the dildos
do you think
faster.
They said, like, hey, though, if it... You have a safety word, and I'll stop as soon as it starts.
It's called unplug it. Unplug it.
You didn't say the safety word, honey.
Keep going. You're not saying nothing.
Yeah, you're not saying the safety word.
Now you're not saying anything.
So yes.
So were they in the garage, or did they drag this into the house? Is what
no,
I
it was in the house. So it was in the bedroom. House.
It's sort of weird carpentry fetish.
I guess that's what I
was.
Saying.
He wearing a tool belt? Hey, baby.
Eric says possible Darwin Award winner.
Yes, definitely. Oh my God, yes, definitely.
And could you imagine walking back
into
your house after
ever,
that?
I can't imagine that thing's ever going to be right ever again.
The Sawzall? Yeah, I'd be worried about the Sawzall. Honey, you ruined it. I can't cut wood at all. Yeah. The stupid dildo
yeah,
stole the blade.
Go to Swiss Harassment Tool and get...
Well, yeah, that's a hell of an episiotomy. Jesus Christ, Chad.
Not that deep up into you,
no,
Chad.
That's true, yeah. Oh
do doctors use reciprocal saws? Yeah, I just want... Come on, hop up here.
He's lucky he didn't cut anything
get the
dildo attachment.
Get the Dremel out.
Was it what?
Did that happen in the area?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I hope it's one of our listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. They're like, wait a minute.
That's weird. That happened to somebody else?
Yeah.
So other people are doing this, too.
Wonderful.
So apparently, though, Jenny, you said you'd rather have a rotating motion
yes,
than
I said,
reciprocating.
Okay, but here's my question.
Put it on a drill?
When they were talking about, yeah, like...
A drill.
Like maybe they had a hole, like, maybe they bought the Craftsman...
The round and round make more sense than the jamming it? Cause, like,
I don't know, because...
you
I
wouldn't need a reciprocating... Because, like, the guy could just do that. I mean,
but I don't understand the round and round thing, because I don't go round and round. All I do is go in and out.
Well, that's... Maybe that's the
maybe
problem.
That's the problem. I need to start doing spins. I'm going to stop at home.
Spinner.
I'm going to stop being by a sit spin the way home. Guess what I got?
I brought home this corn cob. This caramel corn cob.
And a sit
and
spin.
A sit spin, honey.
And I was going to go back to Walmart and get the 12-piece Craftsman combo. It's got the cordless saw, the...
Yeah, honey, I picked us up some toys. Oh, you went to the porn store? Oh, no, hardware section at Walmart. No.
No, a Sears car. What are you talking about, porn?
Nice.
I got the Craftsman.
Call me Craftsman.
Did you finish your corn cob?
It was delish.
It was good. They're good.
I ate the whole thing.
I know.
You gobbled it all.
You both did. You gobbled yours first, though, sir. But you at least did it when we weren't on air.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? You gave it to me on air, so I thought I'd eat it on air, too.
Yeah. And let everyone enjoy it.
That's right. It was good.
It was goodness.
Good stuff.
I think Butters is afraid of his or something.
So I know that everybody loves our show, but are there any other podcasts that you guys like to listen to? Do you listen to anything else?
I don't even listen to this one.
I don't even listen to this one.
I suppose I'd start with this one.
Kevin, you had mentioned that there's an audio podcast you like to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to share?
Are you going to share?
Oh my God. I'm not talking to you.
Well, I told you.
I know, but share with
Tell the listeners. My God.
Oh, my current favorite is called Talk Radar. And it's just a bunch of guys sit around talking about video games, loosely talk about video games for like a couple hours.
And so like Veronica Belmont's on there, and who else?
That's like the first big name that they've ever had.
Olivia
and
Munn.
The reason for that is, I guess she does the PlayStation Network.
Yeah,
Core.
She does. Yeah, Core.
Ooh.
And it's in the same building as them.
Mm. Oh.
So they went up and said, Mrs. Belmont, would you be on our podcast?
Miss
whatever.
Yeah.
They can still see you on camera, just so you know.
That's good. That's good. So I think the guys are just funny because they live in California, and not only is it stories about, you know, video games, which I find interesting, but they're telling stories about this one guy. I guess he broke up with his girlfriend, so he had to find a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a really cool ad for some place and went in to see what it was about. And it turned out to be some old aging artist who got some sort of cult-like group together to like make artwork for him that he could sell. And he would just like give them a mat in the corner of this like warehouse.
And that's what they slept on?
Yeah.
It's like slave labor?
It's like slave labor.
It was like a sweatshop for art.
Yeah, and I think the guy...
suffer for your art.
And the guy would just like, when he went in to talk to him about, you know, possibly getting a mat in a corner somewhere.
Oh, my God. Who are you waving at?
Tony from Vinton.
Hey, focus.
Hi, Tony.
I'm focusing. I'm focusing.
Okay. So he was talking about how, you know, he couldn't say the artist's name because it was, I guess... A known artist.
Yeah.
And you can see him
Really?
Yeah, it was a known artist.
So these people really wanted to work for this artist because he was well known.
Yeah, and he was just looking for somewhere to live. And this guy kept on talking about his, he wanted to get like a synthesizer. And he's like, well, synthesizers don't buy themselves. And he, you know, told some people to work or
oh my
you know, gosh. Move them around or whatever. So
it's kind of like having a ghostwriter.
Kind of. Well, I know there's a lot of artists that, like animators, for example, big name animators would like draw one or two frames. And then,
but he basically had slave
labor. But everybody
else
does the rest of it.
Right.
He had slave labor.
I know he wasn't paying them. He was.
They were paying him rent plus making artwork for him.
How do I get hooked up
that's awesome.
With that?
I want that. Yeah. I want to.
I almost did something
like
that when I worked at the Roosevelt.
You almost had a cult?
Well, I do now.
Charlie Manson.
No, when I was working at the Roosevelt Hotel, they almost had us live there. My family almost moved into the Roosevelt. So
seriously,
yeah, we almost.
I never
moved
heard
in.
Of that. I never heard this story.
No, we never.
So it was like you were like almost like live in residence managers, but that
yeah,
were not
kinda.
Getting
they,
paid.
They had offered that as an opportunity for us when
an
we. When, so I mean, we
I
could
don't know
we could
an
live at the hotel. And,
as long
you know,
as you would take care
there.
Of the hotel.
Oh well, yeah, okay. Yeah. So you know, it would be part of my salary. You know, so I would work there, and then
you don't want to do
the
that.
Rent. No, I didn't. But okay. I knew there were one of the guys that worked there did do that, and you know he just never left. I mean, he was there all the time.
That sucks. I was a resident manager. That sucks. People are always knocking on your door, calling you about stupid
Come
things.
Come knock on my door.
Yes, I was Mr. Roper.
Exactly, Mrs. Roper.
No, so, I was Mr. Roper.
Mr. Roper, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hmm.
Cool.
But anyway,
I like the cravat. I can't help it, and the jumpsuit.
So the podcast that I've noticed that since I've been working from home, my podcast listening habits have changed. So I've actually been catching more video podcasts. You know, because the only time I would listen to podcasts before is in my drive. So I've been catching a lot more video stuff. And the last thing I've been doing is there's one out there called HD Nation, which is done by Revision 3, the host Patrick Norton and Robert Heron. They talk about the newest HD Blu-ray releases, what's going on in HD televisions and that kind of stuff. But it's a half hour long video cast of them talking about what's going on in that type of technology and home theaters and that kind of stuff. And I've been catching that, you know, on my breaks, mm-hmm. you know, instead of, you know, my drive time listening to, you know, the podcast I was listening to. And I just thought it was a pretty good show. And, you know, if you're into that kind of thing.
I don't have an HD TV, so.
Yeah, but if you're looking to buy one.
Are you going to get the Samsung LED TV that's like this thin?
Well, if you're looking to buy one, they talk about, you know, what to look for in a television. It's a great resource if you want to know what to look for, what not to do.
Good personality.
It's got a good personality. It's, yeah.
Got to have a good personality.
And the hosts are good. I mean, they're one of the guys was from Screensavers, and the other guy was a CNET TV reviewer. He had a show on the CNET.
You said Heron?
Robert Heron.
So he's back with...
He's back with Patrick Norton, and it's produced by Roger Chang.
Which company?
Revision 3.
He
went to work for them now.
Yeah, Revision 3 is a... If you listen to a lot of podcasts, one of the biggest podcast networks out there is Revision 3.
Should I just go to the bathroom and come back?
It's okay.
Who else is on? It looks like somebody else is on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tony from Vinton was on for a little bit, but...
Yeah, he got bored.
He got bored and left. But then
I passed out from his Ambien.
Like, last message, you guys suck.
There's
no chicks on that show. Oh,
so is this thing like just streaming, or can you like pull it up later?
I could have recorded it, but I just decided to stream.
Son of a bitch!
Next time I'll record.
Nobody wants to watch themselves again. Though.
Yeah,
that's
no.
True.
I just do. Go.
So
over, jump around.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. So anyway.
Watching you
eat. I can watch Chad just knock that thing down like no other.
Dude on fast forward, he's like,
there could be so many bad videos on YouTube after that.
Yeah.
Just slowly eating
the cop.
And the look of pleasure on your face was...
It was pure
childlike wonderment.
Like, I'm going to have to go get me another one
those
of those
good.
Tonight.
Walgreens.
Walgreens,
Don't go to the one in Marion because I bought them out. So
I'm going to go to one in First Avenue.
After this show, they'll be a sold out. There'll be a run on them
anyway. There'll be a run on them.
Yeah.
I found them before I release it near the checkout. So,
cool. I'll get them before I release the show.
So can I go into Walgreens and not tell them the name of it and just describe it? Well, it kind of looks like
It's like this cock.
It kind of looks like a cock.
It gently tapers down to a bigger base.
It's
kind of soft, and you got to bang it against your leg.
It's about this
thick. Made out of popcorn.
I would say roughly
hopefully
sticky.
Hopefully
I
didn't
stick it in your mouth.
I find the oldest lady in Walgreens and start asking.
Well, you grab it by the base and you slowly push it down.
It's supposedly delicious warm.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to warm it up.
Yeah, it was pretty soft by itself.
More malleable.
Nice. Now, one thing we haven't plugged yet, Butters,
Butters.
Don't you have a gig?
We haven't plugged Butters.
Haven't plugged Butters yet. And say hi to Tony from Vinton. Hi, Tony from Vinton.
Is he back?
He's back.
Did he see our cob? You can show him the cob.
Yeah, here's the cob.
No, show him Butters. Butters actually has a cob.
What old lady is he talking about? Is he calling you an old lady?
The old lady he was talking about.
I find the oldest lady in
here. Here's Butters corn cob.
To God he's not talking about me being an old lady.
All right.
That was like lightsaber.
Record that and rotoscope it.
What? Rotoscope it? What kind of sexual crap is that, Chad?
What kind of surgical procedure is that?
I got a good rotoscoping.
I had to get a rotoscope after that.
Rotoscoping is the technique that special effects artists use to make the lightsaber blades appear on the wood sticks that they had in the end of those lightsabers.
I thought it was like something like a follow-up to colonoscopy.
That's what I thought. I was like, I gobbled that cob, and then I had to have a rotoscope.
My tummy hurt bad.
You should have seen the blade on that rotoscope.
Is that how they're going to find that pumpkin seed?
That's going to be the only
thing. The rotoscope procedure.
You mean you didn't ask? Ask Chris to go find it for you that night?
No, I didn't.
Did she go? All right, I'm going in.
She needed another zombie.
Yeah, she spoiled. I was like, half of the way.
That little miner's light.
The spelunking gear on. All right, Chad, let's get it.
All right. Let's get this done, boy. Squeal like
you're gonna
a
feel pinch.
All right. This might hurt a little bit.
All right, so Butters.
You
Butters.
Feel a little pressure.
Whenever they say that, it hurts like a son of a bitch. I don't know what they're talking about, a little bit of pressure. Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
So, Butters.
You're
in this comedy troupe called Comics in Action.
Yes,
what?
I am.
Oh.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah,
and you guys still perform, right?
We still
Sorry, Chad, we're trying to keep it together.
Comics in Action.
Comics in Action.
Rotoscoping to you.
Rotoscoping our way to you.
Gobbling those cobs.
Hey, anything for a gig.
Yes, yeah. You'll do it. Anything once for a gig.
So,
yeah.
So when is your gig?
November 14th at
what
the Bohemian.
Saying?
Would you quit interrupting me? You had your plug.
Okay, good. Keep going. November 14th.
November 14th.
At
so the
Bohemian.
Weekend after ours.
Yay!
I can go to it. Yay.
Yay. Yes.
At the Bohemian in Czech Village.
And the food there is excellent.
The food there is awesome.
So is it
ice
down
cream?
Below?
No,
or
it's
it
in the main
okay,
floor
I just
like
know.
Thing.
Yeah.
<place. laughs>
They got good food there. I mean,
I've heard.
So seriously, don't just go for the show. Go for the food, too.
The food is amazing.
You know, spend money there so they keep bringing the CIA back. What's that?
Cabbage rolls. Yeah. They're good. Yes. Good shit, man.
Steamed cabbage rolls.
What I thought was funny was they had kids' meals there. And the kids' meals were cabbage rolls.
Well, what are the Czech kids going to eat, damn it?
Cabbage rolls.
Kind of a toy. You get a steak.
Yeah, you get Brussels sprouts and a cabbage roll.
Yeah.
Here you go, kid.
Okay, so what's your show about?
It's a comics and action. You know what a comics and action show
is.
I
know what it is. I'm talking about
it. It's whatever you make it.
I know.
Now, I'm also in a comedy troupe, and we have a gig, too. We're called Closer Than They Appear, an improv comedy troupe. And,
is this going to be a comedy troupe off?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I suggest that one time to ask.
Your comedy
so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I asked the troupe that I'm in, the guys in the troupe, if they wanted to ever do something like that.
Like a comedy sports event or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, one troop versus the other. You know, get the word out for both troops, and then, you know, at the same time, you know, make a little fun competition between the two. Yeah, little Sharks and Jets kind of thing. And they said no.
They got scared.
I'm pretty sure it'd probably be the same on our side.
They got scared. No. They got all scared and stuff.
No, but we got a gig coming up in November for a Christmas party. So it's a private
Is
party.
Is it November 6th and 7th or November?
No, it's
14th?
The it's the actually the following. It's the week before
every weekend
before Thanksgiving.
You can do something. Oh my god!
So I've got something going on every weekend.
But that's
Stop
a private show.
Me,
private show. So I'm plugging
show.
It anyway. Plugging the private show.
Oh,
but
good
you know, if you're interested in some holiday party entertainment. Give us a call.
You guys aren't doing a movie. Our
the
movie
Can-Man
this
Show
time,
at gmail.com.
Right?
What's that?
What?
You guys aren't doing a movie this time, right?
No.
That's
Riff Raff.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it!
Different.
Oh my god!
And they
god.
Are doing one. Actually,
yeah, they are.
They're doing.
It's Saturday night.
Oh, they're
at,
doing.
Englert.
They're doing
Rocky
Horror.
Yeah.
Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
So you can see it live with Elizabeth, or you can go see it.
Well, no one here is involved with that, so screw them.
Yeah.
All right. Forget all that. Yeah. Forget all that.
Save your money. Go see the holiday play. And
yeah, see the musical. It's pretty good. And great cast, great bunch of people.
Well, and you know, seeing live dancers and they're in half-naked dancers is always better than...
Fully naked dancers.
Yeah, fully naked dancers on screen.
Well, they pretty much pretty close there.
They're
from
pretty
what
close.
I've seen in the costumes, yeah.
The only thing that I worry about is there are some underage people in the cast. So
oh!
That was a good reaction.
Wow, that was pretty spooky.
That was a good reaction there.
My cat jumped in Claws. Kevin's lap.
And he thought possum.
He was like, well, you said the possum was the size of the cat.
Possum flashback.
It was the size of a cat, so.
Wonderful.
No. Do you guys, okay, so you guys have any fun, any new stuff that you guys do with your?
Yeah, we have all kinds of new gigs. Like I was trying to tell you on the, we were talking about Facebook the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sexist Bastard game.
That would be funny, it sounds like.
Well, you guys saw it. Where's the, I like my, like, give me a noun.
Dog.
Possum.
A possum. Give me a, like, object, okay?
A rock.
Corn
cob. Rock. I like my men like I like my rocks, big and hard.
Oh,
that
okay.
kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what? It goes, I like my men like I like it, I like my women like, and I like my sheep like. And
nice.
We do both sides.
Okay.
And you have to vote which team did the better innuendo.
Do you ever get one thing that someone keeps on saying over and over? That
like 185. Like,
okay, like, Christ, if that yeah. lady says so like, this once more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, for example.
The audience member. It's always like a bris.
A medical condition.
Yell.
A medical condition is always Tourette's.
Or it's always like a bris. It's always STD. Yeah.
Or an STD or chlamydia, yeah.
They're like, give me an event.
Because cancer is just not funny.
A bris, it's always that.
Right. Give me
cancer's not funny. Cancer is not funny.
No.
Womp womp.
Can be. I've seen some funny cancer stuff. But yeah,
you always get the one audience. You know, you always get the same stuff once in a while.
Yeah.
Try to move past it.
Yeah. Give me another idea. Yeah. So
what else you got?
Yeah, what else you got? But yeah.
You just ignore that person.
Or you get the ones that are like really weak. Like when I perform improv, I want like the most outrageous weird stuff in the world. You're like, give me an occupation. Librarian.
Clerical worker.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
Administrative professional.
There's so much to do with that.
Or give me an exotic location. Hawaii. All right.
Okay. So I did I yelled out Antiques Roadshow one time and they used that.
That's awesome.
Like, well, I remember they had the polar bear prostitute. I thought was just a great suggestion the one time.
Oh,
the
yeah,
what
I
one?
Remember that
polar
one.
Bear prostitute.
Polar bear prostitute. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is cool.
I remember when you
cool.
were the
what
Pope
was the
one time.
That you hated the most.
I remember
the
one you
was
were
the one that I gave you that you hated
know
the
what?
Most.
That when you were MCing the one time you was animal advice columnist.
Yeah,
and you had to use mime and gibberish because it was chain murder. And
oh
it was
yeah,
about
oh,
the most impossible.
And yeah, so he had to mime animal advice columnist. And so he was up there for like 30 minutes trying to pass it on.
And it was mime.
Trying to decide
mime
how
and
I was going to kill Chad with mime and gibberish.
Oh my god,
the stupidest
that's funny.
Idea in the
I
world.
I just remember the time though, my friend Laura and I went and she's a math teacher, so we kept trying to get you guys to do math teacher and you kept ignoring us. And finally at the end you did like what 185 and you finally did math teacher and it ended up being like the funniest bit ever and you guys were like, "We didn't want to do it." And it
that
ended
was at
up
the Hilltop,
funny.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Good times.
Good times. Good
times.
Times.
Good times.
That was Chad's favorite game.
Good times.
185.
Shut up,
185.
Butter.
She's fantastic at it.
Yeah.
Did you suck
at that. I suck
were you
at
the
that
one
game.
That would stand? There would always be somebody that would always stand there because everybody else is like jumping in and all of a sudden, and there's like the person in the deer in the headlights going.
No, the joke was
can't
I would always
anything.
Go,
can't.
Oh, I hate
or
this game.
Or somebody else would jump in like right when you think of it. That's what sucks.
You wouldn't really commit. You'd kind of move forward, and then someone else
yeah,
would go.
Exactly.
You'd let, so you're like, I'm going to pretend
oh,
like,
I have something. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, we
somebody got
stole
it. I was going to do.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah. That's why I hate that game. Plus, it's more of a it's more of something you do in rehearsal. It's not something
actually,
you do in front of an audience.
Honestly, I don't care for the game either, just because
I feel like I've done
every noun there is to do.
Well, and it's a good, it's a good, like you said, practice game to get your mind sharp.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like a word foo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
What are they saying?
Toma?
Thank you so much for listening to The Can Man Show, episode 58. Want to send a big thank you to Kevin Zerbe for the wonderful Halloween
love
theme.
It.
Theme song, and say thank you to everybody for listening. Episode 58 of the Can Man Show. If you want to listen in the future, just download the show
or watch.
Or watch. You can watch now on the stick cam. If we put it back up next week, we'll see how it goes. The link will be on the website. But thank you again for listening to the Can Man Show. Going to close the show tonight with a Jonathan Colton song, "Creepy Doll." Because it's a good creepy Halloween style
gotta
song.
Gotta love that.
So, Creepy Doll, baby. Thank you.
Think possums. Think possums.
And have a great week.
Creepy possums. Get that song out there.
Yeah. In a town in the woods at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark and you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door and you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. It's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before. And there's a creepy doll that always follows the leader. It's got a ruined eye, it's always open. And there's a creepy doll can't sleep, so you make some tea. And the doll disapprovingly asks if you really need that much honey. You decide that you've had enough, and you lock the doll in the wooden box. You put the box in the fireplace next to your bag of big city money. As the smoke fills up your tiny room, there's nothing you can do. Far too late, you see the one inside the box is you. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye, it's always open. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a pretty mouth to swallow you whole.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go. Cock.